had a couple things. I finished the started one. I finished either end. No, I got the Renation one. I finished tonight. I finished, but I also finished the Cancer thing.
Good.
I want to tell you, well, there wasn't much to do that to put down as a notation that Eatner did a very good job on that.
Good.
Eatner has turned out to be, in some cases, he turns out to be as dependable a man as we've got, and also more flair than some of the others. I think the reason is he sits around and studies the way I talk and what I say and so forth, and that's a way of getting it in. But it wasn't, because I know he did this on one other occasion. I don't remember when it was, but he did a hell of a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But just mark it down. You know,
good.
Cancer, and he did one hell of a good job. He got in the idea of the International thing exactly like one. I didn't have to make about five or six little word changes, which anybody would have to make. But I was very pleased with this done. The other thing I was thinking was that I would like to see a statement for that museum setting forth the business that Eisenhower suggested and how it was developed and so forth, to drop it off rather so that I don't have to say a hell of a lot. That's the plan. But they don't have one.
Isn't there a statement in there?
No.
Okay.
Well, that is
you understand. I don't need this. I'm not particularly really interested in seeing the statement. I mean, I don't really have to, provided it's done enough. That's the kind of thing that can be gray. And with maybe a quote in it, they could put one, when I say quote, find one good line that they submit to me. What they did at Laredo was excellent.
Just that quick one
they had a statement, and Ehrlichman picked up the thing. He said, here's the lead, the hard news out of this is that we're doing this. There may not be a hard news for this, that I realize. If not, that's just fine.
It doesn't matter if there is the hard news thing. You still should pick out the lead thing that
they
just
say.
We line
suggest that this one line is one that you might use. But I do think they ought to put out a little statement there so they can give the press something in advance. You know, it's an interesting thing about the press. Put yourself in the position of the press. You have 100 poor bastards going along. They've got to get in some. And most of them are, a few of them are ideologues. But most of them don't give a shit. They just want to get the story written, file, and start to drink it. That's really the truth.
Sure it is.
Now, so if you give them something, you make them happy as clams. That's why we used to get excerpts out. You know, we didn't do that for any other purpose.
But the problem with excerpts is you're locked with them. And you got to keep them honest, or somebody else you do. You don't really.
Here. That's right. Well, they used to give us all, and you can use them. But my point is here.
Here you have any books about it.
Presidential statement. Let her go. But I marked for you. You don't need to tell them that. And so forth. But that was one hell of a good job. Sapphire did a very good job of International Economical to the loser's speech. I mean, as it turned it into it, but it'll be good for the financial community. It's a lot of a row on a lap. It's purely a bunch of cliches. But hell, and Schultz is going to make a hard nosed speech about somewhere other. He'll make the news. Everybody will be all excited and disturbed about their either one way or the other. Elated if they get good press and disturb it, it's bad. It doesn't make one all goddamn bit of difference because nobody knows what it's all about.
Or cares.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know a damn thing about International.
You really don't? No, sir. I really, I sure don't.
I know. And finally, Tommy, because he got it. He's just like everybody else. He thinks it's the most important speech I'm going to make in the campaign. Probably.
But 2 years ago, Conley would have told you, don't worry about the international economic speech.
When he became Secretary of Treasury.
Just before he
worried about it.
Just before, he would have told you that.
He got
very well. Then you get absorbed in it.
I'm obsessed with it. It's the biggest damn thing. Yeah. Because it's terribly interesting if you're in it, you know.
Anything that you get into is fascinating. It is important.
Of course, it does involve huge amounts of money.
It's significant as hell.
What's done. So forth, but
people don't know it.
But we've got those two done, and we've got a pattern here which I'm beginning to like now, which is very good. It's made to order for Ehrlichman, because Ehrlichman, likes to get out something that is really sound and responsible.
And then he moves around and peddles it too. I mean, he works the press rule on the plane, and he gets some local people and
push up
some on the thing. Yeah,
been on it.
Right.
Small thing, but Ziegler et al. Or whoever, Trevor should say that that's what I worked from over this weekend.
Right.
I worked on the International IMF Fund speech, and my speeches for next week. When the hell do they think we will? I don't think we have to make many excuses, but now and then it's just, well, we're telling them. No, If it ever raged, you'd say, what the hell do you think you were doing? That's why you think you're right to speak. But that's what I have been concerned here all day long. I was pleased, you know, that came up. And it's good to get those two out of the way. Now I have to work on the middle, which is the harder of the...
And we have a problem in California in the demonstrator thing, which makes it very difficult. Now, we were going to build a crowd in San Francisco at the hotel when we arrived. We can't do it. And I've been going over that today. The problem being that there's a major demonstration plan, and it's a violent demonstration. They plan to try and forcibly prohibit the people from getting to the luncheon. And then they plan to forcibly prohibit you from getting to the luncheon and to stone your car and, you know, a lot of stuff.
Who are these people?
It's the super, well, you know, yippie type.
Where are we going to hang the governor on?
We already had. Did you hear what happened?
About the thing in Los Angeles?
Yeah. See, that sets the ground for orange now.
I didn't see it, though, in the press or anything.
It was in the paper. There was a box in the paper that reported, just as a straight wire story, that they had ordered them to stop using the phones. Well, that's fine. It was on the radio heavily yesterday.
Was it?
On the newscast, yeah. And
well, that's San Francisco, let me say, don't drive the crowds. We're not going to be demonstrations.
We're not.
I think I should just go right in there and get the Secret Service to...
Well, what we're doing instead is we're playing the threat game there, and the yippie game. Well, we're saying that there have been threats, and the yippies, and the San Francisco police are fully cooperative. They're a very rough...
Are they?
Police, anyway. We got to, and you can't fool with them. They're not the kind we can...
Well, the mayor back much
with. Yes.
He didn't at the time of the Korean.
The mayor will on this one. And the police, what they have decreed is that there is to be nobody allowed within a block of the hotel because of this demonstration threat. And Dave Packard is very strong on, you know, not trying to turn any of our crowd out. Now, what I am going to try to do is we've got it set for all these events that we're going to have a group of young people in the next room that'll be, you know, the Youth for Nixon types that'll be allowed into the dinners.
I noticed you had a couple hundred in the yard, right?
And there'll be some, the same thing in LA and the same thing in San Francisco. And what we'll do is those kids will have tickets, so they'll get through the police line and into the hotel. And just before you arrive, we'll run them out to the front of the hotel, and they can hoop it up when you pull up. And a few hundred at the hotel entrance, wildly enthusiastic, are going to look and sound as good as if we'd had a big rally there. We can't stage a people thing. Now,
do it.
We can do the BART thing on an unannounced basis and probably get people there. And it may work awfully well.
What is the BART thing?
It's very rapid. Very rapid transit. It's just started. And it's,
what do I do then?
Take a ride on it. See, and we drop a statement on
what do I do?
You land at Oakland Airport. And you
and
do that.
Go to San Francisco that way.
You do. Don't take you to San Francisco. Apparently, that doesn't run underneath yet. But it'll take you part of the way in Oakland, and then you get out, and get on your car, and go the rest of the way into the hotel. And that it's just a chance. It's just a quick picture shot type thing, and it takes some attention away from just the luncheon in San Francisco. It does something that's of enormous interest to the local people.
Well, we did the damn thing, didn't we?
We did some of it, and
right, I think we started.
And we're doing others, and it ties to our, you know, the urban transit program type stuff and all that. So it's a good thing to tie to.
And sure, a sentence goes in that statement giving credit to others who have worked on it. Not, don't just act as if we did it all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just so that we can point to that. The people of California voted the bond.
Same thing, the LA thing, of course, that's where the telephoning was to stage the anti-demonstration at Century Plaza. And that we can cope with. We've done it.
Where do they get these yippies, Bob? It's the same group that hit us at San Jose, isn't it? Same kind of
people. They're violent. They're based in San Francisco.
Are they students?
Mostly non-students. They work the students. They use the students. They foment the
students. I mean, are they dopeies?
They were. I don't know if they still are or not. They probably are. Imagine that. sure he has any control.
I think he is. I think he's got control.
Maybe just to disrupt your, you know, just so you don't get a free ride.
Why didn't they go to Texas?
That totally baffled me why they didn't have the Mexicans, because they're hell, you could buy a batch of demonstrators. Then we got into the purpose of this was not the trial heat thing, really, it was the other thing. We asked approval of Earl Butts just to get a space there. Approval was 32, disapproved 19, and 49, no opinion. Which is what you'd expect.
They don't know the cabinet.
That's right. That's right. I'm surprised you have a 50% with an opinion. Then we said, do you approve or do you think the sale of the wheat to Russia was a good thing for the U.S., the Russian wheat deal? 59 yes, 18 no, and 23 don't know. So you got no disaffection with the grain deal in, per se. Then putting it a different way, will the sale of U.S. wheat be helpful to American farmers, harmful, or won't it make any difference? Helpful 57%, harmful 9%, no difference 18%, and no opinion 16%. Then charges been made, some big grain exporters had advanced inside information from government sources not available to farmers, allegedly allowed the exporters to make excess profits at the farmer's expense. Do you think this charge is true or untrue? 36 true, 18 untrue, 46 don't know. As most of them think it's true. Not most of, but more think it's true than untrue.
Those that have any opinion.
Right. Then the FBI has been ordered to investigate the sale and see if there's any wrongdoing. Do you think such an investigation should or should not be conducted? 79 yes, 10 no. Obviously, everybody says, yeah, you should investigate it. Then, if it's proven that advance inside information was leaked to big grain exporters, do you think this will make you less likely to vote for President Nixon or won't it have any effect on your vote? 17 less likely, 71 no effect. And that's putting in its worst possible terms. You're forcing them to look at it. Say, it's been charged, it was done, it's being investigated. If it's proven that it was done, is that going to...
You didn't ask you a question. Do you think President Nixon had anything to do with it?
No, we didn't. If we had, they'd say no. You can tell that from other things. We've got that on the Watergate, for instance, which would be the same kind of thing. It's quite similar to Watergate. On Watergate, we said more or less likely to vote, remember? And it was 23 said less likely, and 68 said it would have no effect. That's a little more negative.
You may have here, too. And that, again, it's who are those people that said less likely?
That's right.
Very likely to be in the governors.
That's right.
29.
It will be. It will be.
It really is.
Sure. I'm sure it will be. I don't have that breakdown. I'll get it tomorrow, but... I don't think we want to put this out. We had thought about doing this with the possibility of making a release on it.
It's good to know from our own standpoint, though, that the bullshit is an ugly file. I thought it was. That's what I wanted to know, Frank.
Right.
I just didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Case. Now this is a pen.
168 after November 3rd. Put that as in the first year. Then, let's see, if they get a lot of this stuff on House, House of President, let's see, how well the President's handling problems. On the plus side, on Vietnam it's 69.31 plus, you know, positive versus negative handling. Inflation 53.43, unemployment 53.42, taxes 51.43. Now that's a hell of a good positive when you figure that you are the guy in office, and with the dissatisfaction on taxes to come out that way is amazing, I think. National defense 73.20.
There's
your super one.
All right.
Crime 52.43. We've been negative on crime up until recently.
Drugs
46.48. We're still a little bit negative on drugs.
This last week I got help.
This week ought to help. Racial problems 63.33. There is your racial point. When they say racial problems, to most people, that means keeping the blacks in their places.
Dr. Archie Munger.
They thought they screwed you with that. It was the best campaign commercial we could have had. Healthcare, 65.29. I don't know why that matters, but it's a big plus for us.
That's a question.
Busing, 53.36. The point is there, we're positive on all of them. We weren't in the last wave. I can't remember what they were, but on the last wave, we were negative on most of them. As you'd expect to be. In this kind of a question, you expect to be negative because they're problem areas. Rating McGovern on the same things. He was positive on all of them before. Because,
right.
Yeah, because it was a very high, it was about 40% don't know.
Okay.
And then the other side was positive. Now his don't knows have gone way down. And it's interesting. On Vietnam, he's 35-43 negative.
Still not enough.
No, but it's,
right.
See, you got that 78, there's still 22 don't know.
All right. Still negative.
Inflation, 32-41. Negative. Unemployment 39.35 positive. Taxes 36.40 negative. National defense 35.40 negative. Crime 40.32 positive.
Shows you we've got some work to do on him on these things.
That's right.
Keep hammering him.
Right. Crime 40.32 positive. Now that's one, you know, we've got to turn around.
And, what the
and drugs 38.33 positive.
Now what the hell is our friend Plankey's doing? That's the kind of thing you got
to be. Right. Racial problems, 40.33 positive. Healthcare, 48.23 positive. Doesn't matter. Busing, 34.35 negative. But there's a big 30 don't know on busing. We've got to get him known on busing. Although that doesn't really matter because where busing matters, it is known. And that's where we're getting a damn good pickup where it matters. So this, you know, we've got to look at that in terms of the local local areas. They asked him on economic, which concerns you the most, unemployment, inflation, or taxes? It's unemployment 19, inflation 45, taxes 35. I don't believe that. I mean, I don't know that they know
unemployment's not an issue, which is good.
McGovern would do the most over the next 4 years to reform our national tax structure. Nixon 45, McGovern 34. So even with all his talk of tax reform, he's still...
But we'll have something to say on that, too.
Yep. Amnesty. There's been some discussion lately of amnesty, that is forgiveness for those who have left the country or gone to prison to avoid the draft during the Vietnam War. Which of the...
I would have put gone to prison in that question.
Well, they put it into... Get it down as far as we can get it. Which of the courses of action on this card would you most like to see the government take? Number one, grant unconditional amnesty now. Number two, grant unconditional amnesty after the war is over and our prisoners of war have been returned. Number three, grant amnesty after the war is over, but require an appropriate penalty. Number four, not grant amnesty at all. And number five, don't know. Okay. Unconditional now, 13%. Unconditional after the war's over and POW is returned, 11%. So that's 24. Amnesty after the war is over with a penalty, 26%. No amnesty at all, 37%. And don't know, 13.
So it's 26 plus.
But it's 24 to 63 in amnesty. Now we say, do you think this policy should apply both to those who have avoided the draft and to those who were in the service but deserted, or that they should be treated differently? 61% apply to both, 34 is treated differently. In other words, they regard the draft dodger as the same as a deserter.
That's what I do.
Which of these positions do you think Nixon favors?
Oh, God, of these.
4% think you favor amnesty now, unconditional. 14 think you favor unconditional after the war is over. 23 think you want a penalty. 30 think you don't want amnesty at all. 29 don't know. And then you ask, what does McGovern favor? 34 say unconditional now. 21 unconditional after the war. 7 with a penalty. And 5 with no amnesty.
So, he's got a long way to go.
He's got 55 to 12 for amnesty.
But the point is, Bob, how does it, if he's going to make a speech, and I suppose it's like his speech about the Catholics, gain to be clear about it.
Maybe. A little.
But then he'll turn off some of his kids. Here's Mitchell's constant point. The contest between two men. And this other guy wobbles around too much. So that's a pretty good point. That's untouchable.
Yep. Here's an interesting question. Regardless of who you are for personally, who do you think will win the election for president this fall? 83% Nixon, 8% McGovern. 9 don't know.
He's pretty smart.
So there isn't much doubt in people's minds. Do you agree or disagree with Senator McGovern's decision to replace Senator Eagleton with Sergeant Shriver on the Democratic ticket? 41 agree, 43 disagree. 16 don't know. Will this incident make you more likely to vote for McGovern or more likely to vote for Nixon, or make no difference? 5 more likely to vote for McGovern, 16 more likely to vote for Nixon, 73 won't make any difference. Then on the Watergate, awareness now is 70% versus 29 to 30 unaware. Who do you think was responsible? 13% think the Republicans, 10% Nixon's campaign committee, 21% other, 52% don't know. Do you think President Nixon knew anything about it before it occurred? 10% yes, 58 no, 32 don't know. Will this make you more likely to vote for McGovern or for Nixon? 7% more likely for McGovern, 4% more likely for Nixon, 76 won't make any difference. 13 don't know.
That's the thing about that. It's a killer.
They just don't care.
How about our Watergate hearing, Mark, the doctor?
Yeah, the problem there is the police don't want to put it out and don't think he should. He now thinks maybe they're right in that he's been broken into 4 times. And they haven't put the others out. They can't make a case yet for going for your records. Now, the thing is, though, when we work the files, so we can go back to the FBI side of it. If they have prints and we can track down who it is, we might find something interesting.
The FBI can work on that. I would take the prints and I'd ask that computer. You never know if he may have an inside job there. I kind of think it is.
Well, apparently he's had all doctor's offices, I guess, get a lot of break-ins, and he's had some, and hasn't taken precautions or something.
All right. I'll let it go.
I want to talk to the Bureau tomorrow
Miss Woods, please. Miss Woods. You know, it might be good for you to tell Maury that.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty tough.